U.S. President Joe Biden says all adult Americans will now be eligible to receive a COVID-19 vaccination by April the 19th. That's 2 weeks earlier than he initially planned. He says the country has also now surpassed another target, getting 150 million shots into American arms in the first 100 days of his presidency. But as our Washington bureau chief Simon Marks reports, despite the progress of the vaccination effort, there are still worrying signs about the pandemic's trajectory in the United States.
President Biden spent part of Tuesday at a mass vaccination site in Virginia, just south of Washington. He had big news to impart to volunteers at the Virginia Theological Seminary, but whispered it to them ahead of his formal announcement later at the White House.
We passed 150 million yesterday. And 200 million in the first 100 days. So I'm keeping a secret, everybody can hear me.
By the time the president returned to the White House, the cat was out of the bag. He told Americans the country's vaccine program is now in overdrive, but he tempered the good news with the bad. Rising cases due to new variants, rising hospitalizations, and in some parts of the country, rising deaths.
I understand that people may find it confusing that the vaccination program is saving tens of thousands of lives, but the pandemic remains dangerous. Let me explain it in a single word. Time. Even moving at the record speed we're moving at, we're not even halfway through vaccinating over 300 million Americans. This is going to take time.
The president said he has not yet discussed with President Xi Jinping whether China misled the world over the origins of COVID-19. He again held out hope that Americans can celebrate the Independence Day holiday in traditional style on July the 4th, but for the first time indicated that privilege might be reserved only for those who have already been fully vaccinated. Also on Tuesday, the White House caved on the issue of so-called vaccine passports amid a Republican uprising against them. In the Lone Star State of Texas, Governor Greg Abbott signed a law banning the creation of vaccine passports there.
Government should not require any Texan to show proof of vaccination and reveal private health information just to go about their daily lives.
Florida has already done the same. Its Republican governor saying no business can require customers to produce proof of vaccination in exchange for services. The White House, sensing fresh salvos being fired in the culture wars, decided to dodge the bullet. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
The government is not now, nor will we be supporting a system that requires Americans to carry a credential. There will be no federal vaccinations database and no federal mandate requiring everyone to obtain a single vaccination credential.
She said it's now up to the private sector to consider ways of safely holding big events, concerts, sporting fixtures, conventions, without any kind of government proof that participants have been jabbed. I'm Simon Marks in Washington. Thanks for listening to Simon Marks Reporting. And if you like what you heard, click the subscribe button and come back soon for more. And I'd love it if you'd give me a review. Those can be hugely helpful in spreading the word. Thanks a lot. More from me soon.